is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper in New York at the closing arguments in former President Donald Trump's criminal trial. While each side is trying to make their case before it heads to the jury, there have been news conferences happening on the outside. Moments ago from his son, Donald Trump Jr.
This sham prosecution, this insanity, this abomination has to stop now.
It follows an earlier event at the same location from the Biden-Harris campaign, which had January 6th police officers and actor Robert De Niro, who said if Trump is reelected, he'll become a dictator.
He doesn't get blood on his hands. No, he doesn't. He directs the mob to do his dirty work for him.
There's no telling how long these closing arguments may take, as prosecutors have not yet begun theirs. I'm Matt Piper in New York. Now with more CBS News, here's Monica Ricks.
Another American who got arrested for having ammo in their luggage in Turks and Caicos got lucky today with a $9,000 fine. CBS's Manuel Bajorquez reports.
The larger legal framework that the judge appears to be working with here is no prison time served, because the judge is finding that there are exceptional circumstances to these cases, essentially that the men did not bring these bullets into the country on purpose, that this was done accidentally.
Five Americans have been charged there. More problems with a U.S. military pier in Gaza. CBS's Cammie McCormick.
Aid deliveries have been suspended after rough seas damaged the U.S. pier. It's out of commission for at least a week. Part of it broke away and is now tethered to a beach. It will have to be taken to Israel for repairs. It's just the latest in a series of problems, including aid being looted from trucks after they were loaded on the pier.
This comes as renewed Israeli shelling and strikes kill another 37 people, most of them sheltering outside of Rafah. The Vatican is apologizing for the Pope's anti-LGBTQ comments.
The Pope had been taking questions from Italian bishops at their annual assembly last week when the topic of admitting openly gay men into seminaries arose. According to Italian media, Francis, using derogatory slang, stated they were already too full of gay men. The pontiff has been credited for being more inclusive of the LGBTQ community. Last year, he decided to allow priests to bless those in same-sex couples. Chris Livesay, CBS News, Rome.
Forbes just released its list of America's richest self-made women. Here's CBS's Jim Krasula.
31 female billionaires are on this year's list, including Taylor Swift, entrepreneur and singer Rihanna, Kim Kardashian, and Oprah Winfrey, among others. As a group, the 100 women on the list had a combined net worth of $154 billion, up about 25% from last year.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This report is sponsored by Dogs and Cream. They have the hot dog game on lock. Go to WRJN.com and click the big deals tab for 30% savings.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. The Kenosha Police Department is hosting a free scam and fraud prevention event tonight. It starts at 6:30 inside the Forest Park Elementary Cafeteria and covers current scams and identity theft. About 300 people at BRP in Racine County are out of a job. The boat manufacturer has laid off staff at its Sturtevant facility. The Racine Recall Committee, committed to getting rid of Assembly Speaker Robin Voss, says they have enough signatures to submit a second recall petition. Milwaukee's Lakefront Brewing is looking to buy Kenosha's public craft brewery. Operations are expected to continue in downtown Kenosha. The 2024 Racine Harbor Market kicks off its third season on Thursday. It starts at 4. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Return of Craig Counsell. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Craig Counsell holds the Brewers Club record for most career wins as a manager, but when he returned to AmFam Field wearing a Cubs uniform, he got nothing but boos. Counsell asked if he watched the brief tribute video in his honor on the scoreboard.
I didn't see much of the video. I don't know. It wasn't very long. Yeah, I mean, it's like I said before the game. I mean, I think, you know, the fans are here to enjoy a day, enjoy a baseball game. They get to do what they want, and hopefully they had a good time.
The Cubs losing 5-1 to the Brewers thanks to a clutch 3-run homer by Willie Adames in the 8th and Robert Gasser pitching another beauty, 6 scoreless innings. The two teams play again tonight. The Brewers now with a 4.5-game lead over Chicago. Chicago in the NL Central.
You know, guys, it's the third of the season, so we got a long way to go. This is a nice win, and, you know, we got a long way to go.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
Yet again, another round of some scattered showers and some thunderstorms sparking up this afternoon and into the evening hours. Some could put down some pea-sized hail. Otherwise, mostly cloudy today with highs in the mid-60s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 66 degrees.
News, Timeless Hits on WRJN. The Beatles were not happy with that song. They had to rush to come up with it because their record company demanded a new single. I think it turned out pretty good. Here's Jumpin' Jack Flash. It's the Rolling Stones on WRJN.
All right, the vengeance against, but Park to Preservation Hall. Local news and timeless hits.
Sally, now baby.
Local news and timeless hits on WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. Hey, Stuart J. Waddles.
Hey, Kurt, how you doing?
Doing well. Last week, I don't remember what day it was. You and I were talking about vacations, and I had mentioned that I'm going to be taking a large group of people on an Alaskan cruise this summer.
Yeah.
And I got talking with one of the members of our traveling group, and this person has never been on a plane before.
Ooh.
And has never been on a boat before.
Yeah, I think the plane is a little more of a substantial jump, but mm-hmm. Yeah, go ahead.
So we wrote down a list of all the different modes of transportation that we think she's going to encounter on this trip. You ready for this?
I think so.
Car.
Yeah.
Plane.
Yeah.
Bus.
With you.
Light rail, like a subway.
Certainly.
Okay. Monorail.
For sure.
She's going to be on a monorail. Cruise ship.
Yeah.
Smaller boat.
Smaller boat.
Train.
Yeah.
People mover.
This all makes sense. Yeah, keep going.
Escalator.
Okay.
Elevator.
Yeah.
Helicopter.
Yeah. Well, a helicopter. Huh?
Yes. They're taking a helicopter ride to a glacier.
Jeez, it's jumping right into air travel.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And dog sled.
Getting on a dog sled, huh?
Yeah, really, yeah. Mm-hmm.
The only thing I didn't hear was dinghy. You plan on getting on a dinghy?
No, I don't know. I don't think
not just because
be
I wanted to say the word dinghy on the radio.
Well, I don't know, and I don't know if we're going to have to tender to any of our ports of call, but I don't know, would a tender boat be considered a dinghy?
Sure, let's okay. Count it.
We got to try for gondola. We didn't mention gondola either. That would be good.
And there is no hot air balloon, and I guess that would encompass the gondola.
You know what? We start in Seattle. I know there's a Ferris wheel there. We need to
get up on that.
Yeah.
And then what's the thing that you get on and you lean forward and then you go and then you lean backwards and then
a Segway. A Segway.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, we got to do. Okay.
And there's a tour of one of those around.
Yeah, all right. We challenge accepted.
Yes. It's a transportation heavy trip you got there.
Stuart will keep us up to date with local news throughout the day. I'm Kurt Vollman on WRJN.
Are you ready to start a meaningful career in healthcare? Are you looking for a job that fits your work-life balance? Become a certified direct care professional today and make life better for older adults or people with a disability. WIS Caregiver Careers makes it easy. With free online training plus earn a $500 bonus. See your name on Wisconsin's Certified Direct Care Registry. Sign up today at WISCaregiverCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in quick podcast form? Search no more. Find it now on the WRJN website at WRJN.com. Your news just for the Racine-Kenosha area. I'm Stuart J. Waddles with WRJN News.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. 50% savings at the Lanes on 20 in Racine. Knock down those pins, then experience a taste of victory inside Angry Brothers Pub with ice-cold drinks, delicious bites, and an atmosphere to make your night a grand slam. Whether you're a seasoned pro or just looking to have a ball, head on down to the Lanes on 20. Go to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals tab, and immediately receive 50% savings on your Big Deals gift certificate. WRJN Big Deals.
Local news and timeless hits. It's our renewed commitment to Racine. For 97 years, people have depended on WRJN for local news, and we continue that tradition hourly every weekday. Now, along with Brewers, Badgers, Packers, Bucks, and high school sports, WRJN features the timeless hits that lifts everyone's spirits. Hometown Radio Refreshed with local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Darkness, my old friend, I've come to talk with you again, because a vision softly creeping left its seeds while I was sleeping, and the vision that was planted in my brain still remains within the sound silence. In restless dreams I walked alone, narrow streets of cobblestone, neath the halo of a street lamp. turn my collar to the cold and damp. When my eyes were stared by the flash of a neon light that split the night and touched the sound of silence. And in the naked light I saw 10,000 people, maybe more. People talking without speaking, people hearing without listening, people writing songs that voices never share. No one dared disturb the sound of silence. Fool said I, you do not know. Silence like a cancer grows. Hear my words that I might teach you. Take my arms that I might reach you. But my words, like silent raindrops, fell and echoed the will of silence. The people bowed and prayed to the neon god they made. And the sign flashed out its warning in the words that it was forming. And the sign said the words of the prophets are written on the subway walls, the tenement halls, whispering. Silence.
Local news and timeless hits on WRJN. Well, if you're looking for thoughtful talk radio without all the yelling, you can find the Civic Media Talk Shows on air at our sister station, 540 AM WAUK. Earl Ingram, Jane Matinair, Todd Alba, Maggie Dunn, they all discuss state and local issues and welcome all sides. It's 540 AM or on the Civic Media app. Here's Three Dog Night.
So heartless, how can people be so cruel? Yeah. To be hard, easy to become. How can people have no feeling? How can they ignore their friends?
News and timeless hits on WRJN. No other radio station covers Racine's local news like WRJN. For more than 97 years now, we've covered the county, city, and neighborhoods you live and work in. Twice an hour weekdays with Stuart J. Waddles, local news and timeless hits here on WRJN. Let's get you into the news center.
This report is sponsored by Blue River CrossFit, dynamic workouts for all ages. Go to WRJN.com and click on the Big Deals tab for 30% savings.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The National Weather Service says three tornadoes touched down in Rock and Jefferson counties in southeast Wisconsin Sunday afternoon. One tornado was on the ground for 22 minutes. Another carved a path about 14 miles long. All the tornadoes reached top speeds of about 80 miles an hour. The damage appears to be limited to trees, power lines, and buildings. Amtrak's new Borealis line has been up and running for about a week. Federal transportation officials say they're not done adding more service in Wisconsin.
We're also funding a number of planning efforts that would introduce additional connections through Eau Claire, more service for potentially expansions of the Hiawatha line, more for La Crosse as well.
U.S. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg speaking with WISN-TV's Up Front. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Staying safe from scammers is the reason for a session tonight at Forest Park Elementary in Kenosha. The police department there is hosting a free scam and fraud prevention event starting at 6:30. A statement says the session aims to educate the community about current scams, identity theft, and internet safety measures. 298 Racine County employees of BRP Inc. are out of work. The layoffs at the Sturtevant plant include positions like assemblers and material handlers. The boat makers cited softening consumer demand and the overall boat industry slowdown as reasons for the layoffs. BRP, formerly Bombardier Recreational Products, is a global leader in power sports vehicles and boats, producing products like the Can-Am all-terrain vehicle, Sea-Doo personal watercraft, and Ski-Doo snowmobiles. The group looking to get rid of Robin Voss claims to have gathered over 8,000 signatures in another recall petition. The Recall Voss Committee says the signatures are from the 63rd Assembly District and surpass the required number of signatures needed to trigger a recall election. The initial recall effort failed after organizers fell short of the necessary signatures. Assembly Speaker Voss was elected to the 63rd, but put into the 33rd under new maps. The Racine County representative has until June 7th to file a challenge. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
This report is sponsored by the Lanes on 20. Strike up the fun while soaking up the sun. Go to WRJN.com and click on the Big Deals tab for 30% savings.
Yet again, another round of some scattered showers and some thunderstorms sparking up this afternoon and into the evening hours. Some could put down some pea-sized hail. Otherwise, mostly cloudy today with highs in the mid-60s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 64.
Wagon of a traveling show. My mama used to dance for the money they'd throw. Mama would do whatever he could. Preach a little gospel. Sell a couple bottles of Dr. Good. Gypsies, tramps, and thieves. We hear it from the people of the town. They'd call us gypsies, tramps, and thieves. But every night all the men would come around. Their money down. Picked up a boy just south of Mobile. Gave him a ride, filled him with a hot meal. I was 16, he was 21. Rode with us to Memphis. And Papa would have shot him if he knew what he'd done. Money down. Never had schooling, but it taught me well with a smooth Southern style. 3 months later, I'm a gal in trouble, and I haven't seen him for a while. Oh, I haven't seen him for a while. She was born in the wagon of a traveling show. Her mama had to dance. They throw Grandpa through whatever he could. Preach a little gospel. Sell a couple bottles of Dr. Good. Gypsies, tramps, and thieves. We'd hear it from the people of the town. They'd call us gypsies, tramps, and thieves. But every night all the men would come around and lay their money down.
Local news and timeless hits on WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. Well, researchers are reminding us that eating highly processed foods leads to weight gain. Well, you know, that's why I'm happy to pay a little extra to make sure I'm getting 100% whole wheat M&Ms.
Something.
summer night.
News and Timeless Hits on WRJN. It's the Drifters in this magic moment. That's one of the few songs where Ben E. King sang lead vocals for the Drifters. He left the group in 1960. Here's BJ Thomas on WRJN. News and Timeless Hits on WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. Would you say you are super clean, moderately clean, or messy? A study examining people's cleaning frequencies and their personality traits revealed Americans who are super clean are twice as happy with their overall lives than those who believe themselves to be messy. The study surveyed 2,000 Americans, divided them into those three groups, super clean, moderately clean, and messy. The super cleans were found to have a better family life, a better love life, get better sleep, have more career satisfaction, and felt less stressed. I would say I'm moderately clean, and so maybe I'm moderately happy. I don't know.
Hola, amigos. Experience the flavor-filled fiesta of La Fogata Mexican Grill in Kenosha. Dive into an exciting and inviting atmosphere. Service complements the excellent gourmet Mexican cuisine. Savor the slow-cooked delight of barbacoa enchiladas or indulge in fresh guacamole, brimming with lively flavor. Your taste buds will thank you. La Fogata also provides gluten-free and vegan menus for those with specific dietary requirements. Visit La Fogata on Sheridan Road, just south of Carthage College.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today, I'm going to share a practical hack that I use to manage my spending. It's my wish list. A wish list is just a note I keep in my phone where I write down all the things I want to buy, but I don't have a plan or a budget to buy. You know, like stuff I see randomly on Instagram or TikTok, or these new shoes that my BFF just got that I am totally obsessed about. My wish list does two things. First, it gives me a place to put that feeling of want instead of just pulling out my credit card. And second, it gives me time to decide if I really want it. And then, if I can afford it. I revisit my wish list once a week or so. I take a look at every single thing on there, and then I pick if I want to find the budget for that thing or if I'm going to, you know, let it go. And I will tell you that mostly I end up letting things go. So if you're looking to cut back on spending, try making a wish list. This is Carrie Joy, and that has been your Work Money Minute. Take good care.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in quick podcast form? Search no more. Find it now on the WRJN website at WRJN.com. Your news just for the Racine Kenosha area. I'm Stuart J. Waddles with WRJN News.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. 50% savings at the Lanes on 20 in Racine. Knock down those pins, then experience a taste of victory inside Angry Brothers Pub with ice-cold drinks, delicious bites, and an atmosphere to make your night a grand slam. Whether you're a seasoned pro or just looking to have a ball, head on down to the Lanes on 20. Go to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals tab, and immediately receive 50% savings on your Big Deals gift certificate. WRJN Big Deals.
What goes up must come down. Spinning wheel got to go round. Talking about your troubles, it's a crying sin. Ride a painted pony, let the spinning wheel spin. You got no money and you got no home. Spinning wheel all alone. Talking about your troubles and you never learn. Ride a painted pony, let the spinning wheel turn. Did you find the directing sign on the straight and narrow highway? Would you mind the reflecting sign? Just let it shine within your mind and show you the colors that are painted pony on the spinning wheel ride. Ha!
painted pony, let the spinning wheel fly.
Timeless Hits on WRJN. We've got local news coming up at the top of the hour.
WRJN.
There's something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there, telling me I got to beware. Think it's time we stop, children. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. There's battle lines being drawn. Nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speak in their minds, getting so much resistance from behind. Time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down.
out a field day for the heat. A thousand people in the street, singing songs and a carrying signs, mostly say hooray for our side. It's time we stop, hey, what's